Unfortunately, we found that the conflict here took a dangerous turn for civilians. With an increase in civilian casualties, this is deaths and injuries of 24% compared to the first 6 months of 2013. And for the first time, we documented that the most civilian casualties were being caused in ground engagements or ground fighting among the parties to the conflict. Previously, the most Afghan civilians were killed by improvised explosive devices.
Have you been able to document why this change in how civilians are being killed?
Yes, we have analyzed that it's due to the changing nature of the conflict here in Afghanistan. There are more ground engagements between the Afghan forces in particular and the insurgents. And these ground engagements are happening in more places where civilians are, in civilian populated areas, near playgrounds, markets, closer to district centers. This also has to do with the withdrawal of international forces here and the lack of, for example, airstrikes and other types of munitions.
Is it that civilians are being targeted or the combatants have moved into civilian areas?
It's a combination of both of those things. The insurgents, in particular and only, are deliberately targeting civilians, certain civilians, and they have admitted this in their public statements on their website. Also, the fight is increasingly moving into district centers. The insurgents are forming larger attack groups and trying to infiltrate district centers, which the Afghan forces are attempting to hold and to ensure that that territory is kept.
You said that the fighting has gone into the civilian areas. It must be having a great impact on women and children.
Yes, absolutely. We've seen a significant increase in the deaths and injuries of women and children. And this year, and again, most of those are from being caught in crossfire in ground engagements.
You alluded to the departure of international forces. Do you expect to see more civilian casualties as the deadline for the international forces to leave Afghanistan draws nearer?
Well, that's very much an open question at this point, as many are observing how the Afghan forces are dealing with the situation and how they are fighting the insurgents. Important to note that the most civilian casualties are being caused by insurgents, 75%. It is a much, much lower number that are being caused by pro-government and Afghan forces. So really, what we want to see is insurgents doing much more to protect civilians.
And what message do the UN like to pass over to the insurgents and government forces in regards to the protection of civilians?
Our key, very specific message is to stop firing mortars and rocket-propelled grenades indiscriminately. These weapons are not precise. So when they're fired, they just land where they land. And they may land in a playground or a mosque. So there needs to be much more careful use of those mortars, of rocket-propelled grenades, of small arms fire. Also, with the insurgents, we have really been pushing for them to stop using these indiscriminate, illegal, what's called pressure plate improvised explosive devices, which are victim-activated. But overall, it's just really taking all feasible precautions, warning civilians, being careful with weapons to really minimize the impact of their fighting on civilians.
And obviously, there are better ways in which the Afghans can be able to sort out the problems that they have amongst themselves.
The solution here is a political solution, and our leadership in the mission, as we are really pushing for greater efforts to achieve a peace process and to get a peace here so that there is stability and a huge reduction in civilian casualties and much improved protection, because that is ultimately what will achieve protection here.